Hi everyone, Larry Bailey here with Awesome Technologies Inc., bringing you this week's newsletter. It's the 11th of March, 2024, and we're going to go through the information of March 4th, 2024. But before we do, we want to thank MBS Highway, who's your trusted source for mortgage market intelligence, very much. I want to thank them for this information and make sure you head over to mbshighway.com to get your subscription to get this information directly. Also, want to thank Awesome Technologies Inc. Listen, if you're going to go to the ICE Mortgage Technology Experience 2024 next week in Las Vegas, come by our booth. It's booth number 520. And if you happen to be able to stay one extra day, sign up for the wrap-up show, hosted and supported by Awesome Technologies Inc. And go over to mortgage.community to get more information about that. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me using larry@atihelps.com. Here's the newsletter. This is for the week of March 4th, 2024, in review. And there are signs of softening in the labor sector while annual home price growth continues to show signs of strength. Read on for these stories. And that takes us to, if you're listening to this on podcast, you're obviously not reading, you're listening to me talk. But if you'd like to see the full video and you'd like to actually follow along with me on screen, head over to mortgage.community. It's free. If you don't have an account, everybody can sign up regardless of where you work. And you can follow along in the article that's posted for this in market news and updates. Here's the first story: revisions to real headline to I'm sorry, revisions to the real headline to job data. The next story is private sector job growth below forecasts. Next story is job openings tick lower in January. The next story is continuing unemployment claims top 1.9 million. And the last story is annual home price growth up. Start of 2024. So the first story, which is revisions to the real headline job data, this is information brought to you from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they report that there were 275,000 jobs created in February, which was stronger than the 200,000 new jobs that had been forecasted. However, revisions to December and January cut 167,000 jobs in those months combined, while the unemployment rate rose from 3.7 to 3.9%. Marking the first increase since October. So, the bottom line here is while the headline job growth figure beat estimates, future revisions lower are a very real possibility given that we continue to see this pattern from the BLS. Plus, it's important to look at both surveys where the job within that jobs report, which told two different stories regarding job growth. Remember, the business survey is where the headline job number comes from, and that's based predominantly on modeling and estimations. The household survey, which is where the unemployment rate comes from, is considered more real time because it's derived by calling households to see if they're unemployed. Like they call you and they're like, "Hey, yo, you employed today?" At least that's what I think I would say if I was calling people. The household survey also has a job creation component and it showed 184,000 job losses. Plus, February's report included a sizable increase in part-time workers, around 51,000. While full-time workers fell by 187,000. This suggests some softening in the job market and economy overall. Remember, the Fed began aggressively hiking the Fed funds rate, which is the overnight borrowing rate for banks and not mortgage rates. They began hiking those back in March of 22 to try to slow down the economy and curb runaway inflation. Following 11 hikes in this cycle, the Fed pressed pause at their last four meetings. As signs of cooling inflation grew. And while the Fed hasn't come out and said exactly when they're going to begin cutting rates, they've stressed that they won't start cutting rates until, quote, inflation is moving towards sustainably towards 2%, close quote. A cooling job market is one factor that could encourage members to cut rates sooner than later. We shall see. The next story is private sector job growth below forecasts. So this information is brought to you from ADP. And that report showed that private payrolls grew less than expected in February as employers added 140,000 new jobs versus 150,000 that had been forecasted. Most of the hiring took place in the services sector and in businesses with more than 50 employees. So the bottom line here is, quote, job gains remain solid. Pay gains are trending lower, but are still above inflation. Close quote, and that quote was from Nella Richardson, who's the chief economist for ADP. On that note, annual pay for job stayers increased 5.1%. Job changers saw an average increase of 7.6%, which was up from the prior month as pay gains for job changers accelerated for the first time in more than a year. And it's interesting here because I've been reading this thing for a long time, and I remember when job changers were at over 15%. And I want to say it was actually like 15.2, which literally would have been twice as much, or this reading was half as much as then. And so I think there's definitely a lot of softening. I'm agreeing with this trend, and we're going to hear more about it. So keep listening. The job openings ticked lower in January. The latest job openings and labor turnover survey, which is the JOLTS report, that showed that job openings declined slightly in January, falling from a downwardly revised 8.88 million in December to 8.863 million in January's report. The hiring rate dropped also from 3.7% to 3.6%, while the quit rate fell from 2.2% to 2.1%. All of this suggests that there's a lack of employers trying to entice workers with offers. Bottom line here in this story is that the number of job openings may be weaker than the headlines suggest, since the rise in remote work has led to job listings being posted in multiple states more frequently. While the Fed watches this report to monitor slack in the labor market, there are flaws in the data. We all know this. We've talked about this a lot. So the next story is all about continuing unemployment claims. Those things topped 1.9 million. Applications for new unemployment benefits were unchanged last week as 217,000 people filed their for jobless claims on their initial filing. Their continuing claims rose by 8,000, with 1.906 million people still receiving benefits after filing their initial claim. Bottom line here in this story is that the initial jobless claims are still relatively low. However, the latest job cuts report from Challenger Gray and Christmas showed that the announced layoffs in February were the highest total for that month since 2009. We could see a bump upwards in future claims filings as a result. Meanwhile, continuing claims have been trending higher, with the latest reading being the second highest since November 2021. The data shows that once people are let go, it's more challenging for them to find new employment. Next story is the annual home price growth up at the start of 2024. So Black Knight released their home price index for January, and home values rose 0.2% from December. Prices were also 5.6 higher percent higher than in January 2023. CoreLogic's latest home price index showed that the national home values fell 0.1% from December to January. And while this monthly figure was different than Black Knight's, CoreLogic reported a slightly higher level of annual appreciation, which left their prices at 5.8% greater than a year earlier. CoreLogic's forecast that home prices will hold steady in February and rise 2.6% a year going forward, though it's also worth noting that their forecasts tend to be on the conservative side historically. For example, CoreLogic originally forecasted that we would see a 3% appreciation in 2023, but we saw 5.5%. And plus, going back to 2021, CoreLogic had forecasted a 6.6 decline in home values, like others did. But we actually saw a nearly 19% gain instead. Bottom line here, gang, is the annual home price appreciation seen by CoreLogic and Black Knight has been echoed by other major indices like Case-Shiller and Federal Housing Finance Agency, showing that great opportunities still remain for building wealth through real estate. Here's the family hack of the week, gang. March 13th is National Chicken Noodle Soup Day. So create the perfect comfort food with this quick and easy recipe from All Recipes that yields 6 servings. In a large pot, melt 1 tablespoon butter over medium heat. Add a half each chopped onion and chopped celery and cook until just tender, which is about 5 minutes. Add about 14 and a half ounce of chicken broth. Add 14 and a half of vegetable broth. Add a half pound of chopped and cooked rotisserie chicken breast. Add 1 and 1/2 cups egg noodles, 1 cup sliced carrots, 1/2 teaspoon dried basil, 1/2 teaspoon dried oregano, and salt and pepper that thing to taste. You're going to stir all that together and you're going to bring it to a boil and then reduce the heat and let that simmer for about 20 minutes. Afterwards, enjoy it with your favorite crusty bread. And there you go. So here's what to look for this week. The inflation will be the key story with February's consumer price index releasing on Tuesday, and the producer price index, which measures wholesale inflation, on Thursday. The Fed will be watching these reports closely, given that January's readings were hotter than expected. Also on Thursday, look for February's retail sales and the latest jobless claims. Friday brings an update on manufacturing in the New York region as well. Investors will be closely watching Tuesday's 10-year note and Wednesday's 30-year bond auctions for the level of demand to figure out who wants to buy some money. And that's it for this week. My name is Larry Bailey with Austin Technologies, Inc. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you get over to mortgage.community. And if you're headed over to the ICE Mortgage Experience 2024, make sure you stop by Booth 520. I'll be glad to see you, and we can talk about anything you like. We'll see you there, the gang. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.